Today on Real Life Radio.
He's never been created. He's always been. He's spirit. That ought to freak you out for a while. He's spirit. He made the physical existence of things, the Bible says. He says, I made those things, he says, from things that you can't see.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Well, friends, listen, it's been 2 years here at the Real Life Network, and God has been so good to us. God put it on our hearts to create a network that would be cancel-free, censorship-free, uncompromising, so that we could bring the truth to anyone, anywhere. God has been so good to us these last 2 years, everybody, and we want to thank all of you. So today, we are amazed that over 70 million minutes of biblical worldview truth has been on our programming and viewed by you, the audience, on the Real Life Network. Every piece of our content on the Real Life Network is rooted in God's Word so that it's safe, it's secure. So listen, spread the word with us, will you? Encourage friends and family to join the Real Life Network and that we might grow together this community of believers all around the world.
So if you haven't checked it out already, that's the Real Life Network, streaming the best in Christian and conservative content. Sign up and start streaming today for free at reallifenetwork.com. That's reallifenetwork.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called The Parables of Jesus and a message titled Parable of the Rich Fool, Part 1. You know, whenever Jesus spoke to the crowds, he often spoke using relatable stories with common everyday themes the Bible calls parables. In this parable, Jesus is teaching about foolish living and a wasted life. You see, when God is not in our thoughts, we fail to realize that everything comes from Him. Laying up treasures for ourselves and not being rich towards God makes us hold on too tight. Whether we're poor or rich, it doesn't matter. It's what we do with what we have. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that when we fail to think of design, we fail to include God in our plans for life. Whether we've got a lot or we've got a little, we can be taken up by materialism, not seeing that everything is a gift given by God. Now, with his message called Parable of the Rich Fool, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
This guy is absolutely a contradiction. Look at it carefully. He failed to think of origins, the ground, rich or poor. Does a rich man or a poor man have any true authority over the ground? The answer is he does not. Why? He didn't make it. Well, he might own it. He doesn't own it. Even if he owns it, he doesn't own it. God could take away that man's life in a moment. It may be on paper, but God owns everything. So consider this for a moment. And I hope you kind of get excited about thinking this way. I think it's fun, but I'm the one that thinks this way, so I have a bias. It's amazing to me that the ground of a certain rich man, what did it do? It yielded plentifully. The ground will do that if you're rich or poor. God built it in. Do you hear me? There are things in nature that nature's God has established, and you ain't gonna change them. It's the hand of God. When you look at what is obvious, you should be able to conclude, this is the work of God, or this is the hand of God. This has overwhelming evidence of origins from God. This is what we can understand. The man is rich because the ground has produced. Note this, everybody. I may be making too big of a deal of this. His wealth didn't make the ground produce. Because the ground produced, he was wealthy. Where's the origin of the blessings? God. The man is not mindful of God, so he misses. How many times do you and I go through life and we miss so much that God does for us? And what do we write it off to? Mother Nature? Isn't that silly? Who is this Mother Nature? It's not nice to, remember that commercial? It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Remember that commercial? Lightning bolt would come. Who is that? There's nobody. It's absolutely crazy. But all these blessings, all these good things that God produces in life, I want you to track this through. And if God speaks to you tonight, you ought to start enumerating blessings that God has put into your life. It's a good discipline. The awesome thing is that the immediate opening thrust of this parable is exciting to say the least, because Jesus opens us up to the understanding regarding origins on here. This guy is really something in the parable, but it's the ground that produces. James chapter 1 verse 17 says, regarding origins, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Did you know that? You say, I don't believe in God. I have no room for God in my thoughts. Yeah, I know. That's who we're talking about tonight. We're talking about you. And everything good in your life, God has given. You say, oh, I find that highly, highly offensive. It doesn't matter what you think. This is the issue. God has blessed your life. Now, as Christians, have you ever had the thought, why do good things happen to bad people? We're always talking about why do bad things happen to good people? Do you know the answer to that? Why do bad things happen to good people? C.S. Lewis said, the reason why bad things happen to good people is because there are no good people. We all have our angle on things. C.S. Lewis says, the more amazing question is, why do any good things happen to anybody? Think of that. So I don't believe in God because there are bad things in the world. Then how do you explain all the good things? Ground opens up and swallows people. Tsunami sweeps cities away. Volcanoes blow up and destroy people. I understand that. And by the way, the Bible answers all those issues too, by the way. But how do you explain the amazing feats of love and compassion and heroism and faithfulness and deeds of remarkable love done? How do you explain that? By the way, you cannot have the presence of evil. Evil is evil. Did you know that evil cannot exist? There would be no evil. You cannot define evil. Evil could not exist unless good existed. You ever think of that? Think of it. Go ahead. That's wrong. How do you know what's wrong? The only way you know what's wrong is because you know what's right. Nobody should do that. Then tell us what people should do. And you'll have an opinion. Where do you get that from? This man is wealthy because the ground produced, and honestly, that freely came from God. But he's got no room to think about God. And we live in a culture, we live in a world today that is so busy, you fill in the blank. It's so this, it's so that, or just overall busy, or self-absorbed. I can't think about God, says our world. We need to be very careful. Regarding origins, in Matthew 5:45, there the Bible says, for he makes, Jesus says, he makes the sun, listen to this, for he makes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. God is so good. Church, listen, God is so good. Imagine, if God wasn't as good as he is, think of the world, think of the God that you and I would create and the world that you and I would create. It would look like this. Are you a believer tonight? Are you? Yes. Then there would be sunshine about this 5 or 6 foot parameter around me, shining. And then every so often, there'll be a nice refreshing rain. And then right next to me is an unbeliever, and it's cloudy and funky, you know, like Seattle every day. And he's depressed, and it never rains on him. And all the blessings are over here, and all the curses are over there. But see, I know Jesus, and that guy doesn't know Jesus. Isn't it amazing that Jesus blesses the believer and the unbeliever? You say, why would he do that? Well, first of all, don't get too excited, because there was a day when you and I were not believers. He's very good all the time. And make note of this as we walk through this parable, is that the Bible, in the entire nature of the scriptures, nowhere does it exalt poverty and condemn riches, or vice versa. Did you know that? So again, don't think it's about the rich fool, and he's a fool because he got too much money, turned into an idiot. That's not it. It's not it. The second thing we see here in verse 16 is that this man failed to think of design. He failed to think of design. Everything that you and I have in life is a given. That is, it's a gift given. And it says that ground yielded plentifully, abundant crops for this man. And you think about the engineering of God. You think about the design of God. In the parable, the man had no room for thoughts of God. And yet, the more this man is going to advance in life, look, the more he's going to grow up, the more education he's going to acquire, the more, let's say this, the more he experiences, and maybe even the more wealth this guy gets to himself, he's failing in this parable, a dangerous warning. He failed to think of design, that somehow there is a master planner, a master worker behind it all. And listen, to not insert God, listen everybody, to not insert God into your day-to-day thinking of life, no matter what you're doing. Listen, I know there's young people in here tonight, your math class, or your geography class, or your civics class, your engineering class. It's very important that you get the right answer, I think, right? Is it? I mean, I know I'm in California, but are we required to have the right answer anymore? Kind of? Close. Kind of. That's why we don't build Mercedes-Benz. You can't get close. There's a purpose for exactness. God's exact. God is very specific.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
God is very specific. Look at you. Look at us. He's very specific. How does he do what he does, by the way? Look at us. We're humans. We're all the same, but we're totally different. Isn't that wild? Think of that. Isn't it? All that evolution, it's really something, isn't it? No, it doesn't work like that. The uniqueness, the amazing work of God. And you think of the mathematical powers that God does. Think about it. Every, second. It's awesome. Design. Now, look, if you do not have God in your thinking, then that's the foundation, in my opinion, of paganism. You can label paganism in all kinds of actions, right? Paganism. You say, well, wait, paganism is a religion. Yeah, I know, but the gods that pagans believe in, they're man-made gods. That's what's fun about the God of the Bible. He's not man-made. And when we're talking with others who don't believe in God, they might believe that everything's an accident, everything evolved. When you let them talk long enough, inevitably they are going to get to this. They think it's an absolutely brilliant question they're going to ask you. And I want to, if you haven't heard it, I want to give it to you first then. They're going to eventually think, okay, man, this is going to knock this Christian off their feet. Here it comes. Well, who made your God? That's a big deal to them. Because our argument is, see, we'll talk to them and we'll say, look around, everything has a designer. Everything shows fingerprints of design, of purpose, of plan, of thought, of idea. And in their little moment of inspiration, they'll say, okay then, taking your logic, who made your God? Well, this is the beautiful thing about being a Christian. The God of the Bible is not a created God. He's never been created. He's always been. He's spirit. That ought to freak you out for a while. He's spirit. He made the physical existence of things, the Bible says. He says, I made those things, he says, from things that you can't see. And the things that you and I can't see, the atoms floating around here, bouncing around, going every which way, he said, I made those things that you can't see. You keep peeling back the onion. I made those things with my word, logos, my design. See, as Christians, we do not worship a created God. It's very exciting. And I wanted to throw this in just to shake things up tonight. Did you know that environmentalism is pagan worship? Did you know that? I'm not talking about taking care of the environment. I believe, by the way, just for the record, the Christian should be the best custodian of the planet. Why? Because our God made it. But do we worship it? No. We're supposed to use it to the advancement of mankind. God said to do that. He said, have dominion over it. And use it for bettering your life. Environmentalism is the worship of the creation. We don't need to go to the book of Romans chapter 1, but read it later. God answers them. God answers those who worship nature. And environmentalism is a religion, a pagan religion, because it assumes, by the way, that humans, even to the point of the death of humans, must sacrifice themselves to preserve nature. And that's paganism. The next thing is economic paganism. You ever thought about that? The worship of materialism and wealth. That's paganism. There's a sense this day, or in this age that you and I live in, that from what I've been gathering and watching over the years and the fruit thereof, or the lack of the fruit there, the lack of effectiveness, these buzzwords and trends that pop up, social justice. There's a handful of people who invented this social justice argument from ancient writers of old and have made millions, if not billions of dollars off of the world, and nothing's changed. They'll create an argument, they'll host a big conference, they'll write a book, they get paid $50,000 an hour to speak at events, literally. They're managed, $50,000. And their platform is social justice. If you really believed in that message, why don't you give that movement $50,000 an hour and get some work done? If you just follow the fruit of things, Greenpeace, the founder of Greenpeace, has anyone ever heard of Greenpeace? Raise your hand. And the argument of the global warming issue and all this stuff, the founder came out and said, we built the whole thing on a falsehood. It was a lie. Did you see that in the news, anybody? Did anybody see it in the news? Look, that's my point. Raise your hand if you saw the interview with that founder of Greenpeace. Look at us. How many of us? There's 10 hands. If I were to ask you, do you believe in this? And do you believe in this is what's happening? And this, and the, do you believe? All the hands will go up, especially the young people. They've been indoctrinated in schools. Oh, absolutely. And then, listen, one of the key originators of it said, it was a farce. The data from the British laboratories that was doctored up because of global warming not happening. So they fudged numbers. Go back from the Rocky Mountains all the way to the East Coast right now and ask people for the last 6 months if global warming's been happening. It's been the coldest winter, I think they said, in 60 years. My point is this. Watch out. This man had all these blessings, and including ground that yielded bountifully, and he missed it. The third thing in verse 16 is that he failed to think of goodness. Of goodness. That ground yielded and blessed him. The Bible says in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, listen to this. Romans 2, 4 says, do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? The goodness of God leads a man to repentance, to change his mind. Isn't that neat? Isn't that sweet? Think about it. Oh, God just wants to beat me up. He doesn't say that anywhere. It says right here in Romans 2, 4, he wants your eyes to be open. He wants you to understand his goodness in your life. You got to pick now. You're going to have to choose that. We all have badness in our lives. Pain, hurt, sorrow, whatever. I don't know. As a human, we need to focus on everything, not just one thing. If you focus on all the bad, you'll never see any goodness. God says, I show you goodness. Isn't it amazing? God says, look around at the good things I've done in your life. Find them, because that's been me reaching out to you. The world will destroy you. The world system is in play. The wheels are going. And if the world system, the Bible teaches us, if it had its way, we'd all be crushed in its gears. But God's goodness causes us to have to pause and think. I had a really awesome picture of this in my mind. I was reminded of it on Monday. We did a real life filming. Real life is the internet TV thing that we do. And we did one of the recordings, one of the filming segments. And because Tony Perkins is in town, we interviewed Tony Perkins. And because it was in Orange County, we called some friends up and said, can we use your house for the place of filming? You know what I mean? Are you listening? Because when I tell you about it, and then it comes on internet TV, and you watch this interview, you're going to think, whoa, look at Pastor Jack's house. It ain't my house. It's a friend of this ministry's house. And so we say, hey, can we use your house? Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have you guys. So it's just nuts. I mean, it's just nuts. It's amazing. And in fact, you know where we baptize? Down at Corona Del Mar? The house overlooks all of that right there. And they're husband and wife, wonderful Christians, love God, tremendous. In fact, they do tremendous mission outreaches in Haiti. Every month. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I said, Tony, I'll pick you up at the hotel, then we'll do this filming, and we'll get you back for, he had to do a radio program at noon, and so we're driving, and we're pull onto Ocean Avenue, and Tony's looking around, he's thinking, well, where are we gonna do this? So we park. Now, you know those homes along there are $12, $15, $20 million homes. So while we get out of the car, and it's about 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning. It's about 74 degrees. There's a light breeze blowing. There's whales spouting. Seriously. And so Tony, remember, Tony's from the East Coast. And it's, you know, 10 degrees where he came from. He stops and he looks out over the Pacific. You could see, by the way, if you or anyone was near the coast on Monday, you could see not only Catalina, you could see, which is very unique, you could see outlines or areas of color where structures were at near Avalon. It was crystal clear, freakishly clear. And you could see San Clemente Island, which is very rare. It was remarkable. And Tony said, he steps out and he just goes, he looks, and he said, I wrote it down, he said, it's no wonder why people put up with your insane politicians in this state. Californians, you Californians have no excuse for not worshiping God every day. Think of that. It was beyond perfect. It was a beyond perfect day. The day was beyond perfect. How could heaven be better than that? It was perfect. And it hit him. I mean, we're kind of used to that. It's like, oh, okay, come on, whatever. And he just goes, how can you Californians not worship God? You have no excuse. You have no excuse.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Parable of the Rich Fool, Part 1. We're glad you're here today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Parables of Jesus. It's a series highlighting the teachings of Jesus while he was ministering here on this earth. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Well, friends, listen, it's been 2 years here at the Real Life Network, and God has been so good to us. God put it on our hearts to create a network that would be cancel-free, censorship-free, uncompromising, so that we could bring the truth to anyone, anywhere. God has been so good to us these last 2 years, everybody, and we want to thank all of you. So today, we are amazed that over 70 million minutes of biblical worldview truth has been on our programming and viewed by you, the audience, on the Real Life Network. Every piece of our content on the Real Life Network is rooted in God's Word so that it's safe, it's secure. So listen, spread the word with us, will you? Encourage friends and family to join the Real Life Network and that we might grow together this community of believers all around the world.
So if you haven't checked it out already, that's the Real Life Network, streaming the best in Christian and conservative content. Sign up and start streaming today for free at reallifenetwork.com. That's reallifenetwork.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.